Shalom aleichem to everybody. Rishus Moreinu Maradaso, Rishus Moreinu Rosh Hashiva. I think this is the first post-COVID get-together of Mir Yeshiva. I don't know if it's post yet. In America it's post.
Make it louder, make it louder. Where's the thing?
I hope all of you get together in the matzah of Yeshua and the refuah of everybody. We're at the beginning of the Gevaldike Chodesh of Chodesh Nisan. Be'etzem steht in the Haggadah that Yochol Merish Chodesh, there was a Havimina that the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim should have started from Rish Chodesh. That means that already from Rish Chodesh, now Beis Medrash, we know that a Havimina is a Choshev Ezach. Yochol Merish Chodesh, that was a Havimina that already from Rish Chodesh is already the Or, the Shefa, the Geula, that is already an Inyan of Sipurit Yetzias Mitzrayim, that means already from the beginning of Chodesh Nisan already begins the beginning of the Geula. The Moritik of Tzvasemes on Parashas HaChodesh. State Tzvasemes that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, the Ebed V'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, the Malachim. First day of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah, the Gabi, the dates of Malachim. Says the Gemara, L'Malchus Yisrael. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the beginning of Malchus, what's regard to Malchus Yisrael. It's the beginning of Malchus in Nisan. Of Adapka Malchus Yisrael. Says the Sassanus a few short words which I want to dedicate our gathering today to explain. That the Yisoid of Malchus is the Yisoid that a person has the ability to rule over his Yetzer Hara. A person has the ability to rule over Teva, over the limitations of Olam Hazeh. And because in Chodesh Nisan, in Tzitzis Mitzrayim, was in this Gala, that the Teva, according to Baruch Hu, rules over the Teva, it was in this Gala in the Bria that there's an ability to be shaded on the Teva. Bechina Malchus, Kal Yisrael is called Malachim. B'nei Malachim. Amlechus Kehanim. That's the pshat that Be'echad B'nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim L'Malchi Yisrael, because it was in this Gala that a person has the ability to be a king. He's a Melech. He's a melech on himself, he's a melech on Teva, he's not meshubet anything. The Sassemis itself is a moiridikus Sassemis. The Sassemis teaches us that Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the nisim and all the shinui habriya and all the shalikidech Teva is not just an event that happened in the Bria, but it's something that happens inside of us. That means in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala that he's not meshugah to the teva, created in a person, the ability not to be limited by teva, not to be boundaried, and the ability to rule. To rule over the Eitzahara, to rule over himself. Perhaps it stems very well with the Goyin. The Goyin said that it says 50 times in the Torah about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Goyin says that every time that it says Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's one step out of the Mem Tashari Tumah. The pshat is that Yetzias Mitzrayim also has personal ramifications every year. It means that there's a Yetzias Mitzrayim and a Kriyas Yamsev and a Makis and a Tam and a Tzvadeh means that every person in himself, internally, has the ability to rise up above the boundaries of Teva to a Dargo Shaloi Kedech HaTeva. That's the Bechina of Malchus. That's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the whole Chodesh of Nisan. Perhaps to explain, Chas v'Shalom, I'm not coming to say this with the Svasemes meant, but I know what the Svasemes meant, but a Hezber, Ulai, what the Svasemes meant to say, Lamaisa, what does it mean a person's a Melech? How does a person become a Melech over Teva? What does it mean, Lamaisa? Mamish, practically speaking, stating this, in this Svasemes, that there's a Muridik Shefa. There's a Moedic opportunity that's coming down now. In Nisan called Malchus. Echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah v'Malachim. There's a very interesting phenomenon in Kiddush HaChodesh. There's a number of shailas around the midst of Kiddush HaChodesh, of Chodesh Nisan, that need a beer. First of all, we find that the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh was the mitzvah that was given smack in the middle of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hadov Oimer Darshein, Israel is just about to go out, and Kosh Bochu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a mitzvah called Kiddush HaChodesh. What's happened to that mitzvah out of all the mitzvahs? Ad Kedei Kach, the Rashi says in the beginning of Bereishis that the Torah was supposed to start off with the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Hadov Kala. That means, that's the opening chapter of the Torah. The Torah should have started off, Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh, all mitzvahs. We look at it as a trivial Zach. Every color. Mekayesh HaChodesh. State that it's the... So, in the Chassidus Shulchan Aruch state, and... State in the Chassidus Shulchan Aruch that the union of Kiddush HaChodesh is the union of Ischachos, that a person fades, and a person renews himself. I think I once saw in Sefer Shalom, others, that before you open your Chumash, before you even start, before you come to first Seder, you should know that you can have Aliyahs and you can have your Eidahs, you can have ups and downs. If you don't understand that you can have a down and then renew yourself, you can't even open the Chumash. First idea that he has to know is that you can have a Eidah, and you can go down, and you can restart yourself again. A critical idea, because if you don't know that idea, don't even step foot on the Beis Medrash. And I know a few Litvaks that it's good for us. That is shot. Oh, but there's another nekuda, why this mitzvah is so critical, why it's connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's another nekuda which is very interesting in Kiddush HaChodesh, that the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is a din that Klal Yisrael has to be a Kiddush HaChodesh. It has to be our initiative. Bezdin has to say Mekodesh. Mekadesh Yisrael, Ve'azmanim. Kakosh Bochum Mekadesh Yisrael, then Mekadesh Yisrael. If Bezdin doesn't say Mekodesh, Mekodesh, it's not Mekodesh. And there's one more aspect of Kiddush HaChodesh that I want to address. And that is, the Or Gedayo speaks, because it's a very interesting zach. Halei, when the moon, when the Erech gets light from the sun, it's not a new light that wasn't there. Halei, the light of the sun was there the whole time. Now the pshat is that the angle of the moon is able to reflect from the light of the sun, but it's not a new zach. It's something that was there all the time. Or Gedayo says that when a person's mechadish himself, He's not really coming to create something new. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there the whole time. All he's doing is turning back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was there. But it's Kvi V'Kaim. We're not coming to create something new. That means there's a little bit of an intrinsic contradiction here. On one hand, we're calling it Chodesh, which means Yischachos, but it's really not something new. Because all we're doing is we're turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the light of the Erech is not a new light. It's a light that's there. And yet it's called the Hischachos. So to chazer over. There's an akut in Kiddush HaChodesh that is the most important mitzvah, all the Chol HaPochus, it's a psichot Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's an akut in Kiddush HaChodesh that has to come by the initiative of Klal Yisrael. And there's an akut of Kiddush HaChodesh that it's Hischachos, but it's not Hischachos. What is this initiative that we take? We turn to the sun. What are we doing exactly? So what does a person do that Taka makes this Hischachos? After the Pshat says it. We find that Rashi says in Parashat Vayechi, in the beginning of the Golos, that Lama Parshas Ustuma, because when Yaakov Inu died, this to my name, Lima Shaisol. When Yaakov Inu died, the eyes and hearts got closed. That means the Golos began with a Parsha Stuma. Full Parsha was over. Sabada, because their hearts were blocked. But what's the Emek of the Pshat that it began Dafka with a blocked heart, with a blocked Parsha? The Pshat's like this. State the Gemara that the reason why there's a Parsha Psucha, the reason why there's space between parshas, is Liten Revach L'Moshe Rabbeinu L'Zboinen, that there should be time for L'Zboinen, a person should have time to think. It means even Moshe Rabbeinu, after he heard all the Torah, he needed time to absorb it, he needed time to reflect, he needed time to think about it. L'Zboinen, Ibetrachten. When there's a Parsha Stuma, there's no time to think. Stuma, there's no Revach. What does it have to do with goals? So it's a Mefurshim Pasuk. When Mesillas Yesharim describes the Iker battle that the Yetzer has against a person, what does he say? The Iker battle that a person has, the Yetzer has against a person, is Tichbat HaAvoida. V'harei zeh me'ein atzas power Rosh Hashomar Tichbat HaAvoida ala Anoshim. The Iker Yetzer has they should have no time. The Klipa of Mitzrayim is the shlita over the time of Klal Yisrael. Tichbat HaAvoidah, no time to think. Because the person who has time to think, says Mesillas Yesharim earlier, she'alulei ha'yisamim libo kemat katal dakeim, if a person would have a split minute, a split second to think about what he's doing, miyad, ha'yimaschil yachoseh, a person who would just think for 1 minute, for one split second of cheshbon ha'nefesh, he would immediately do tshuva. So the klipa of Mitzrayim was tichbat HaAvoidah, there shouldn't be any time to think. An Eved is a person who doesn't have time to think. An Eved is not a guy who schleps bricks and not a guy who goes pieces of Ramses. An Eved is Tichbat HaAvoidah. An Eved is somebody who doesn't have time to think, he doesn't have time to reflect, he doesn't have time to think what he's doing. A person who doesn't have time to think is an Eved who is Midas, the Kinda Taif and Kovod. If he would have time to think, he'd be free. He would graduate, Shachas River. He would say, what did I do? I did something I didn't want to do. I'm going on a path I don't want to be on. So the klipa of Mitzrayim is tichbat HaAvoidah. There's no time. It's a Mevin Yovin. So the whole golus of Mitzrayim began with a parsha stuma, where there's no revach l'zboinim in parsha l'parsha. There's no time to think. There's no time to reflect. There's no time to consider anything. There's no revach. Is since the golus of Mitzrayim, and since avdos means tichbat HaAvoidah, that's power's mantra, that's his shita, that's avdos, because power knows that calls man that they don't have time to think. So they'll be avodim, they'll stay avodim, it won't go through their minds. Even a machshava of cherus is the parasha of golus begins with a parasha of stuma with no rebach l'zboinim a parasha of the parasha. It's niflum ois, zakus vazemes, adover niflum amish. What's the end of the gula? Oz Yashu. Zekeli Vaveu. Hashem Yimlach Loim Avoid. So the Hilgis Vasemis, Halloi, how's the Shira written? Mariach Gavila Veina. Endlich a Parsha Psucha Gdele Mizu. As Yosher is the ultimate Parsha Psucha with a space between every word. Shad is, Zekeli Vasemis, the Golus begins with a Parsha Stuma. With his no time to think, there's no time to reflect, there's no time to consider, there's no time for Cheshbon HaNefesh. That's Golus. That's Tikvah HaAvodah. That's Atos. The Geula ends with the ultimate expression of Cheshbon HaNefesh. With the Oz, with the Yosher, with the Moshe. The Machlokes is whether that's Avraham Gavir Levein, but right after that. Those are the two bookends of the Golus. Parsha Stuma, there's no time to think, that's Avdus. And a Parsha Psuka, when there's time to think, when the Tich Bada Avoida ended. There's a Mordechai of Goyin that's a remnant of this. Shtekin Goyin, Mordechai of Kazakh. In the Rizbein Absorim, Pachaditra brings this Goyin. The Goyin is a Kasha. In the Rizbein Absorim, there's a steer in the Pasuk. One Pasuk says, the Inu is some Avame Yoshana. The Golus is going to be 400 years. Two Pesukim later it says, the Dor Revi Yoshuv Heina. The fourth Dor, the fourth generation, will go free. In fact, the Goyin, one Pesuk talks about years, 400 years. The next Pesuk talks about the fourth Dor. Are we talking about years? Are we talking about Dors? It should have said three Dors will be Avadim and the fourth Dor will go free, or vice versa, 400 years, and the afterwards will go free. What's this change? Says the Goyin. When we talk about Avdus, we talk about in the measurement of time, of 400 years. When we talk about Cherus, we talk about the Mensch, we talk about the Dor. So when the Torah is talking about the Inu Eisam, Arba Me'oshana, when we talk about Inu, we talk about Avdus, we talk about it in the measurement of units of time. When we talk about Cherus, we talk about the Mensch, we talk about the Dor Refi, we talk about the Gavra. The pshat is Golus Shibud Avdus means that you're under the shlita of your zman. Your calendar rules your life. You don't have the zman because the zman rules over you. That's Avdus. When a person doesn't have time to think, he's an Eved. When a person doesn't have time to think and to consider and to make a cheshbon hanefesh, he's meshuvet. That's Arba Me'oshana. That's measured in time. He's ruled by Zman. He's ruled by Teva. Aber v'dor revi, Yoshev Heina, the minute we talk about the Golus, we switch over from time, and we place at the center the Mensch. The Mensch took the initiative, and he's Shailit al Azman. So Golus is measured in Arba Me'oshana, but Geula is measured v'dor revi, Yoshev Heina, that the Gavra, the person, took the initiative, and he's shailed on his man, he's shailed on his schedule. That's the highest expression of what it means, Geula. As I stay in going, Lefi, this Yesoi, that together of Avdus is Parsha Stumo. There's no time, there's boining, may Parsha the Parsha. And the Yesoi of Geula is the ultimate Revach, there's boining, may Parsha the Parsha. So we understand, what did the Goyin mean when he says that Geula means the Adam, what the Adam do? What the Adam did was that the Adam took control of the time. How's the person take control of time? A fight between man and his calendar. How did the man win the battle over Zman? Because he fought the Tichba da Avoida, and he took the Zman, that means, what's Revach Lizboy? Revach Lizboy means, I stopped the race. I stopped the treadmill. Okay, weiter. I'm in New York already, my eighth day. People ask me, new word you hear? So it's not a Gallup poll, but I spoke to people. So, I'm not going to say everything I heard here. But what kept repeating itself is, Beholo. A Beholo. Power. I said, that's power. Nyana Diyema. We're in a Bahala. So everyone said, we're in a Bahala. No time to think, no time to go. Say, that's what you have Pesach for every year. We're in a Bahala. There's no time. And a person has no time to think. Inevitably, it's going to be an eved. That's nistu moynem libashay sol. Nistu moynem libashay sol means the person's heart is black. His heart is his emotions, his eyes, his intellect. Everything's black. He can't think. The guy says, I don't have a time in davening. That's the heart. I don't have a cheshek in learning. That's the eyes. Of course, when you don't have time to think and you're just on a race, on a treadmill, without stopping to think for a second, nothing has a time. Not the davening, not the learning. Your eyes are blocked, your heart's blocked. That's galus, that's shivut. But it all begins because of the lack of time of Rebbe who's boini in parasha to parasha. That's abame yoshana. The Marduk Ramban in parasha to Baalosva, shocking, life-changing Ramban. The Ramban says that it says, of course, Bokos and Scarlet, the Aaron and Miriam pissoing all of a sudden. The word pissoing means suddenly, fast. Says the Ramban, the word pissoing is the root of the word pesi, fool, shaitan. Why? Says the Ramban, because a pesi, a fool, is a pissoing dicker. He has no time to consider anything. The Ramban says that the shaitan of a pesi, a shaitan, is not because he has low IQ. The side of a pesi is a fool because he never has time to consider anything, to take a second look at anything. He never has time to weigh anything. Pesi yama the whole dog. He sees something superficially, he never has time to weigh it, to consider it, to down it up. The person who lives in the pisoim, in the fast lane, in the lane of Parashas Tumah, is a pesi, is a fool. But there's one more Ramban, and this is the Ramban that's life changing. In Parashas Mishpatim, staying in Ramban, ishki yafata psula. The word yifata means to seduce, I think, is the correct English translation. Zogdi Ramban, the word yifata, to seduce, comes from the word pesi, from the word pisoim. Why? How do you convince somebody to do something stupid? By being superficial and not thinking. Ramban says that the word yifata, which is, by the way, how the Torah describes the Yetzer Hara, yifta levavchem, the word of yifta levavchem, that the mechanism and dynamics of the Yetzer Hara works. The Yetzer Hara makes us into pesi. And how does Yifata make us into pesi? Because pesoim, because you don't have any time. I mean, shteta, that the entire dynamics and mechanism how the Yetzer Hara works is he doesn't leave us any time. That's the whole business. Tikvat Avoida, like Mesillas Yesharim says, it's before Mesillas Yesharim. Tikvat Avoida, you don't have time, so you take the fast lane, you never take a deeper look at anything, you never consider anything, you never weigh anything. And middle, what happens? So you're pesi. You're a fool. Fools, who have errors? Pen yifil valchem. Pisoim pesi ifater. That's avdos. Shteito, in this going, that the Klai Yisrael went out from Yeshiva the Gula, meant that they went from a place where the Zman controlled them to a place where they controlled the Zman. They went from a place of Avale Yoshana to a place of Dor Revi. They went from a place of Parash of Sufa to a place of Parash of Stuma. They went from a place of Pesi to Chochma. There's a Mori Dikur Maral who says this holy Yisoid in 1 second. Maral says, in Warren Soit of Afayam and Beis, a Mori Dikur Yisoid. Before I say the Maral, I want to go back and explain the Fizeh, the Pshat and Kiddush HaFedush. The Eminus is a Pella. And I want to explain a Tifa Yisoid, which the Chayri is the Posh Pshat. The Posh Pshat, there's a lot of things much deeper. I'm saying Posh Pshat, not that that's the only Posh Pshat, but it's the past that's before the deeper things which I don't know. Tzios HaShom says, Ki Yedeyahu, the Yetzor knows, Shiludo Ha'yisom El Libmum Kemat Kot Al Darkeyem Vadeh Shemiyadah Meskirim Inochem Aseyem. Tzios HaShom says that if a person Kemat Kot would for 1 second think about his thing, his actions, he would right away do tshuva. The Goyin said that every word in Tzios HaShom was counted. Kemat Kot, a tiny drop. Why is that, by the way? To Moifis, a person says a tiny 1 minute of Cheshbon HaNefesh, he automatically changes. The pshat very poshut. That's the secret of the Yireach. Bemis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there the whole time. The Shemesh, the sun, shines the whole time, doesn't change. It's kavur. Just a person has to turn to it. A person has to access it. A person has to attach himself to it. So it's not a kasha how a person in 1 second, how a person in 1 minute of Cheshbon HaNefesh could automatically go back. How could that be? In 1 minute, kemat kot, not even a minute, it's kemat kot, a tiny drop. The pshat is because you're not creating something new, it's there. You just have to stop the race and turn towards it and access it. That's the mimic of the pshat of kemat kot. How could it be that a person with 1 minute of Cheshbon HaNefesh automatically goes on the right way? The pshat is, we're on the right way. But we don't know that we're on the right way, because we don't have time to think about what we're on. The minute you think about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ha'er ponecha, v'ni mosheya. Just shine on us. You have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does a person turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The moon turns to the sun. How do we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where are we turning from? The answer is, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we stop for a second and think, kamat kot, you're there. That's the oimik. The oimik of the kamat kot of the Zil Sesharim is the relationship of the Yireach to the Shemesh, that it's not coming to get a new light, it's coming to access the light that's there, and all it does is it makes a right turn, and it's there. And the right turn that we make is the Parashat Psucha, is the Lizboinim, is the Rebach Lizboinim. That's the emek of why Kiddush HaChodesh has to be our initiative. The reason why Kiddush HaChodesh has to be our initiative is because the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there all the time. But a person has to take the step of turning towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of accessing what's there. Not coming to create Yesh Miayim. It's come out, turn, it's there. Because you're not coming to create something that's new. The act of accessing, the act of turning, is Kiddush HaKadosh, that we take the initiative, that we take the first step. And that step, what is that step? That step is the step of Cheshbon HaNefesh. It's a step of Kemat Kod, of stopping the race for a second, stopping the Tichbad HaAvodah, stopping the Parashas Tumah that is a Rebbe, stopping that. And make the Cheshbon, right there, you stopped it, you turned the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you did. You already turned it, the light's there already. You already accessed the light that's there already. That's why Kemat Kod works. How could it be? How could Kemat Kod work? If a person is taka in a rut, how could with a tiny drop he go back? The Teretz is nothing to go back to. It's there. It's Kvi V'Kaim. You just have to turn towards. The act of turning to it is the act of the Cheshbon HaNefesh that a person makes. That's the Yisoy that the Kaddish Yisroel Vazmanim. It's our move. We have to make that move. We have to make the Cheshbon HaNefesh. That's the entire Yisoy of the Yetzer Hara of not being a Fessy, not being fools. So, what did I come to say? What I came to say is like this. Everybody knows, those of you who know me know, that I don't say Muslim. Never tell anybody what to do. I'm from Bhopal. I won't tell you, you won't tell me. let's keep the agreement. I always tell Bhopal, I'll never ask you which sugi you're thinking when you walk down the street, just don't ask me. I went, what? But, one thing I will say, so I won't say Muslim, and also I'm sorry to tell you, I don't know which fat caused COVID. Say, look, no. I'm admitting. There were people who, 15 minutes after it left the lab in China, maybe even after the guy ate the bat, they knew. I don't know. Listen, I'm sorry. But I will say one thing, which is the Messiah of our yeshiva. And that is, you have to learn most of every day. And it's a Moritz Gazach. Look how Mishil Shom describes it. Listen to the power of Mishil Shom. A guy, on one hand, is going in the choshech of Eil Mazda, like Mishil Shom describes, right? And then Kemat Kot, a second later, he's already Vadai. He's already somebody that Mishil Shom says is already, he crossed the Rubicon. That's Mamash the Yireach. The Yireach is total choshech. But with one turn, I already have light. With one kvetch. From choshech l'or is, like Rabbi Yochanan writes, "Ein ben Gehenna v'Gan Eden Elo Kachut HaSayer." It's crossing that line of Rebach Lizboini. You know what Rebach Lizboini means? You know what space there is in a Sefer Torah? It's a millimeter, it's nothing. Yitzhak doesn't leave even a Rebach, not even a millimeter space. Because he knows that if you have a millimeter of space, kamat kot, you're there. And that's why, that's the answer to the famous kasha why nobody learns Musa. Why does nobody learn Musa, by the way? Except for people who are shaitim, like Mishil Sashom says in the Psifa to the Sefer, which is the biggest raya that he had Rocha created, like everybody said. What's the answer? Why does nobody learn Musa, by the way? People don't learn Musa because the Yitzhara knows that if you're going to learn Musa for 5 minutes a day, you'll vaday go on the right wing. That's the reason. So he puts all his strength, all his kaychas, on living a Musa. Because living a Musa means you're an Eved. The Yitzhara says you're minor. You're mine. You're an Eved. Tichbat Avoid, it's me, Paroi. You're back in pieces of Ramses building pyramids. A whole life. Nacha pyramid, Nacha pyramid, Nacha pyramid. Building pyramids. I got to live in. Take what you mind. Just don't take a second this boy name and your heart is blocked and your mind is blocked. And then the guy says, I don't have a cheshik in davening, I don't have a cheshik in learning, nothing. I don't have... Funny that. Learn most of 5 minutes and have a cheshik. You have a moikvist. You have a moikvist. Moikvist. You learn most of 5 minutes. You have a cheshik. Awesome. Everybody. Hello, everybody here learned 5 minutes of Musa. I didn't say more. Once in your life. Right? Everybody knows once. Everybody knows you learn Musa. You don't even admire. What happened? Yes. See, that's Loma Parjazustuma Fisha Nistumway name of the Israel. When you don't have time to think, you're blocked. Gandicked. And when you have a parsha psucha, when you have time to think, it's like a mensch. And you become Doravi. You're not a Pesi anymore. So a very encouraging morale. Who also the gala how hard it is to learn Musa. Gemara says in Saita, when this all end. Of course, man, it's fine. Listen to Amori de Kamaral, yeah? Amor Bishua, Bemid. Call Hassam or Chaisa Barilmaze. Somebody lives with a Cheshbin in this world. Som or Chaisa, he checks the path. He's zeicha to see the Yeshua. Shenemar, pasuk. The som derech aranu b'yesha aloike. The som derech, somebody who lives with a chesed nefesh, som, he checks what's tutzach. He's like, zok moral, chidush hagodos over here, listen to the dover nifl mamash. Talking about, well, why is it that somebody who lives with a chesed and nefesh is zeicher to see Yeshuas? This is the most yeshiva shemara you're ever going to hear. Okay, listen, you'll hear a second. Talking about, well, because somebody who lives with a chesed and nefesh is doing something shaloi kederech hateva. Yeah, that's right, no? He says it's not normal. It's meshukah. He's doing something not normal. Halloy, the derech of the teva, the derech of nature, is that it runs. Parashas Tumah, Tichbat Avoda. Some are chayz of ba'elam azem means you're mishnah shlamah. You're doing something like that teva. You're something against the teva, against the grain. So, Kamaral, you do something nishlamah. You do something shalay kederech teva. The zeicha roi b'shalay kederech teva. The zeicha to see the shua. Hakadosh Baruch Hu lifts you up to a world of shalay kederech teva. Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes you out of the world of teva. Shteita, that the teva of the Bria is that a person doesn't make a cheshbon nefesh. That's avdus. The Melel, if he's there, we understand why Rosh Hashanah is called Melachim. What is this Malchus? Zokta Sifas Emes? Sha'odem Melech al Sitra Achra, Malcha Yisrael. A Yid becomes a Melech. He's even a Melech over the Yetzer Hara. Why is that? We find in Chazal that whenever Chazal wanted to describe that one of the Chazal wanted to think about something. Vashtei Nimlach. He thought about it. Why is thinking about something called Nimlach? Because when you think about something, you have to use your seichel. You have to think about it. Nimlach means, wait a minute, let me think about it for a second. Nimlach means in Gemara that he thought about it again. When you think about something again, That means you're using your seichel, that's malchus. That means you're not giving into teva. Whenever a person takes a second look at something as a melech, he took control of his life. He took a second look. So in Chodesh Nisan, where it's the Yeshua, so what does it mean when the Sasemes says that in Chodesh Nisan was nizgala, that we have shlita over the teva? So in the Bria we know, Tam Tzadeh, Kinev, Arv, Dever, Shchin, that's in the Bria. And what is the Shalek and Derech HaTeva in us? You know what the Sasemes means? That to go learn Musar and to be a Nimlach, that's like Kriyas Yamsuf. Shalek and Derech HaTeva, to a Forsh Maral. And in Chodesh Nisan, there's a Shefa, you could do it. You could split the sea, your own. State up that in Chodesh Nisan there's something more than just not saying Katan.
Thank you, Ben. Wonderful. Oh, I had the injections, okay. That's it.
Injections should have gotten ready to give up.